Rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. If any passage of Scripture could be deemed the thematic passage of the season of Advent, these few verses from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians would certainly be it. This passage shows up more than any other throughout the few short weeks of Advent. It shows up today, of course, as our second reading, and today's Sunday takes its name from this reading. The third Sunday of Advent today has joy as its particular flavor and theme. This Sunday is traditionally called Gaudete Sunday, from the first word of this passage in Latin, which means rejoice. This theme is reflected not only in our readings and prayers today, but also every Sunday of Advent at Vespers, which we celebrate in our chapel. And today, in particular, this theme of joy and rejoicing is reflected in the unique use of rose-colored vestments and an increased presence of flowers in the sanctuary that make today just slightly more festive than the rest of Advent. However, far from being a distinctive focus of this particular Sunday, Gaudete Sunday just accentuates or highlights or draws particular attention to a central theme of the whole of Advent. As you listen to the readings and prayers of all of Advent, joy stands out as a prominent feature. Why does the church want us to hear so much about joy during these days of preparation for Christmas? And more particularly, why is joy the theme of this special Sunday halfway through Advent? What is the relationship between joy and Advent, joy and preparation, joy and waiting? What is joy anyway? Perhaps that's a good place to start. Now, far from being easy to define, I continue to find that joy is extremely difficult to articulate in words, to put into a compact definition. As a matter of fact, even the Catechism, which provides glossary definitions of love and faith and hope and fortitude and many other things, does not provide a glossary definition of joy. But here goes. Joy is an effect of love. Joy is an effect of love. It follows from loving and being loved. It's a sort of delight in loving and in being loved. Most especially, joy is the delight that we have when we realize how much God loves us, when we love Him in return, and realize just how close He comes to us. The great 20th century French Jesuit theologian Teilhard de Chardin remarked that joy is the most infallible sign of the presence of God. Joy is the most certain sign of the presence of God. Joy is the most convincing sign of the presence of God. Indeed, in the second reading, St. Paul links joy with the Lord's nearness. And in the first reading, we heard, "Sing for joy, O daughter Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel." And likewise in the responsorial psalm, which came from the prophet Isaiah, "Cry out with joy and gladness, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel." Joy is delight in the Lord who draws near to save us, which we remember in particular as we prepare for Christmas. If the promise of Jesus becoming man to live and suffer and die and rise again to save us is not a cause for delight in the Lord, I'm not sure what is. Surely this annual reminder of the Lord's drawing near, stepping down to earth, reaching down into time. Surely this reminder of the Lord's drawing near ought to stir up within us a deep and abiding joy. Now, I want to suggest this morning that Gaudete Sunday, this Sunday, with its theme of joy, is to the whole season of Advent as joy ought to be to the entire Christian life. I want to suggest that Gaudete Sunday is to the season of Advent as joy ought to be to the entire Christian life. What do I mean by this? I think that Gaudete Sunday, with its rose vestments and flowers, tells us something about how we ought to approach the advent of life. Our life on earth, which ought to be a preparation for eternal life. There's something about Gaudete Sunday that adds a spark to Advent, that injects a kind of new vigor, new excitement, new anticipation, new joy into our Advent preparation. Gaudete Sunday reminds us that Advent is not forever. That Advent is a transitory, passing season. The joy of Christmas will come, and will come soon. Gaudete Sunday reminds us that Advent only exists because Christmas exists. And Advent is designed to help us celebrate Christmas properly and worthily and joyfully. A word of caution is in order, though. Joy is not the kind of delight that just happens to us, that befalls us. It's not really an emotion. We shouldn't just wait for it to hit us in the face. Joy is something we choose to live. We can choose to be joyful. We don't have to wait for it just to happen. It's within our power to choose to take delight in the good news of the gospel message and to let that delight spill over into every aspect of our lives. In the same way that Gaudete Sunday, with its rose vestments and pregnant, expectant delight, reminds us that the prophecies of Advent will be and have been fulfilled and will be remembered anew at Christmas, so joy, the joy that we choose to live, ought to be a daily reminder of life's goal, of life's end, of where we're headed. If God has really done what he said he was going to do, and if he is faithful, and he is, then we ought to live in delight. We ought to live to be filled with joy in the Lord on a daily basis, and this joy, this delight, ought to overflow into simple daily reminders of the Lord's generosity. This is why St. Paul also links joy with gratitude, with thankfulness in the second reading. "Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. The Lord is near. In everything, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Why? Gratitude draws our attention to the things that we have that we know don't come from us, that we have received. Gratitude gets us out of ourselves to see the good things of the Lord in ordinary places and sometimes even dreary places. Thankfulness enables us to delight in the Lord by acknowledging the evidence of his work in the world and in our lives. Therefore, we ought to delight in the serene face of a newborn child. We ought to delight in a clear, sunny day, in a gentle falling rain, in a pleasant cup of tea, in a church full of people, in conversions and reversions, in beautiful pieces of music or art or literature, in the love of newly married couples and couples married 50 or 60 years. We ought to delight in conversation with a beloved friend and in many, many little daily things that remind us of the Lord's goodness, of his nearness, of his love. When life seems arduous, painful, even hopeless sometimes, either life in general, looking at the world around us, or life, our individual circumstances, when the horrors of modern warfare, of crime, of abuse, of scandal, of poverty, of addiction, of lost jobs and lost lives and difficult individual circumstances, when all of those things threaten to overwhelm us, threatening to stifle, to cut off and squeeze out every last ounce of happiness, then here's the great promise of our faith, which is highlighted more than ever in Advent. In those times, we can be joyful in hope. The advent of life will end, and if we're faithful, God himself will bring his promise to fulfillment in his eternal kingdom, where he will wipe away every tear and make all things new. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. The Lord who loves us to the end is very, very close.